Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Faith Your Life. The cross is up there, the place where we walk by faith and not by sight to the destiny, the call, the purpose of God in our lives. And that call, that purpose is not a position necessarily. It is the destiny of faith that allows us to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to be changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, as we trust, obey, and we, by faith, receive the word of God in our everyday life. Even when we face circumstances, situations, we command the word of God to be activated in us, and we begin to use that word, that life of God that feeds us, that grows us, that stretches us through the things that we face, through the things that we face, that causes our faith muscles to grow, that we look and become more and more like Christ in the earth. And so we go through a process that has taken us to a destiny that is greater than where we are, a destiny that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, a destiny that God himself has preordained for our life that will bring glory, honor, and praise to him in the earth as we live each day for the glory of God. We've been studying people in the Bible, looking at them not as superhuman Christians, but as ordinary individuals living in a different time, in a different century. But the word of God does not fail. It's still powerful enough to show us, to teach us, to instruct us, to feed us. And so we take that word and we see their lives. And even though we see them and see how they went through and how they conquered and how they trusted God, we also see the places where they failed, where they didn't obey, or something that happened or occurred in their life. And we learn from their life, and we get the nuggets, get the wisdom, get the understanding, the knowledge, and the revelation of what God wants to teach us as we study their lives, as we obey, and even, you know, don't allow the same mistakes to happen in our life. Be the student that learns and gains the knowledge without having to go through the experience necessarily. Now, there are things that we're going to go through, we're going to face, but there are some things that if we take the lessons, if we learn them, if we apply them, it builds us up in our most holy faith and causes us to triumph in a way that we've never, ever thought. So it's amazing. Today we're going to look in this 15-minute empowerment. We're going to look at David, and we're going to just look at his life for a minute. We talked yesterday about our place and our position, our faith, our call, our walk. And today we're going to look at the posture and the obedience of authority and how we do things. We see that when we look at David's life, we understand that David started off in his father's house. He started off with his father's possession. He started off obeying the command of his father, even when that command may not have been what he wanted to do or what he liked doing, but he started off with a heart of submission unto his natural father. And that natural submission allowed him to submit to God. And that submission unto God allowed him to now rule over a nation. But it started first with the submission to his father's house and the task of his father. And we see that he loved the sheep of his father. Even though the treatment of his dad and his brothers may not have been wonderful, may not have been always what he wanted, and they may not have respected him or saw him in the light that God saw him, but he still respected his and honored his father and obeyed and submitted. And that was something that is evident because you see that submission even when it came to Saul. We see that same submission, that he would not touch the anointed of God even when Saul was doing him harm, when Saul was doing him wrong. He still would not retaliate in the same aspect because he understood that. And that went all the way back to his father's house. Because David's father didn't see him as he saw the other sons. And how we know that is because when Samuel comes to anoint Jesse's sons, all of them come but David. He tells the prophet, these are all my sons. And then when the prophet questions, says, do you have another one? Because God hasn't chosen any of these. He said, oh, yeah, we have David. He's out in the field. And call him. When Samuel said, call him, we're going to see if this is the one. And when Samuel saw him, the anointing of the Lord fell, and he said, this is the one we have to anoint. So we see here that his father didn't honor him or see him in the light that he saw his brothers, that he held his brothers in a greater aspect, greater respect, and saw them in a greater way than he saw David. And his brothers, therefore, didn't see him in the same light, because when he goes to go take the food to his brothers, like his father said, and we see that Goliath is there, and he's inquiring about what's going on. His brother says, "You're just here to see something. You're here just to get information. You're not here doing what you're supposed to." And David responds, "Can I not ask a question? Can I not ask a question to find out what's going on?" So we see that even though they did not respect him or honor him, he honored them. And that authority, that submission to authority was what led him to the place of becoming king. Sometimes you're going to have to submit in a way that you don't want to and you don't like to. But you do it as unto the Lord. And when you do it as unto the Lord in your submission, and I'm not talking about submitting to wrong or submitting to something that is contrary to the word of God. I'm saying a boss that does not see or respect you the way that you want to be seen or respected. Or maybe a board that you're on. Maybe a church that you're in. And so you have to submit and subject yourself and allow God to deal with the heart of those who don't see you or recognize you, while you continue to keep your heart pure and you submit to the will and the word of God. That in itself is hard, because your flesh and your mind tells you, do it your way. But the word of God tells us how to do it in love, how to do it by faith, and even how to go in without warfare, which is not carnal. The weapons of our wars are not carnal. We talked about that yesterday, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of every stronghold. And sometimes there are things that need to be pulled down in the spirit realm through people's own mind, own flesh, own ideas, own prejudice, because they might not feel like you're the one that God wants to use, or you're not the one that is qualified, but you're the one. So you have to wait on your timing, and you have to submit. And sometimes we don't like to submit, but when we study the life of David, he submitted to his father, he submitted to God. And even when he went and to get the food to his brothers, and they find out that he killed a bear and he killed a lion, and Saul comes and gives him his armor to put on, he submits to the king, even though he knows that armor is not for him. He submits and he puts it on to let the king see, this is your armor. This is not even for me. It's not fit or tailored for me. This is not the weapons that I've used before. I know what weapons I have to use that work for me. So even in that, there was a submission unto him, unto the king, that David gave in reverence, even though many of us probably said, I can't wear your armor. They never would have put it on. But he put it on so that the king would see, this armor is not tailored for him. This is not his weapon of warfare. This is not what he uses. This is not what's going to fit him best. And he knew how to do it and still respect the king, submit to what he was saying, and yet still do it the way that God had given him. We see that same submission even when David is asked to come lead his father's sheep and come and David says, I have to tend to my father's sheep. He understood that's my responsibility. I'm submitting to my father. And Saul says, I'll send a letter to your dad. I'll let him know what's going on, but I want you to stay here and play. And there was a submission. He didn't buck against that. So that lets us know that in all of these earthly places where there was authority at, David always submitted the way he was supposed to. And that submission in the earth, he could do that because he was able to submit to his heavenly father. If there is no submission to our earthly fathers or those who have ruled over it, many people have a hard time submitting to God. They don't want to submit to God because they have not submitted in the earth to someone. They have not subjected themselves to in the earth to someone. And not being in a subservient place, not being in a place that seems like that you're less than, but being my submission doesn't make me less than. It says that I have enough humbleness in me to submit to someone who's over me and serve them, not seeing myself as less than, not seeing myself as not having value. I still have that value, but I'm able to humble myself and see them, esteem them higher. Let them be higher than myself in that circumstance, in that situation. And it doesn't take anything from me. I'm submitting myself as unto the Lord. I'm submitting myself even in the earth to those who have rule over me. I'm submitting myself in that authority, and I haven't lost anything by submitting. I've actually gained, because I've gained meekness and humbleness. I've gained a heart that says I can serve someone else and not see myself as less than, but understand according to the principles of the Word of God, the one that serves is greater. So I can serve with a heart, a true heart of servitude, and still submit and gain everything that I'm supposed to, whether they see me or know me or not. The Word of God is going to let me know that time and chance happens to everyone, that there's going to be a day that it's going to be my turn. And the way that I've served and submitted and given and sown will be that which will be sown and given to me. That which I've sown and I've done by faith, and I've done according to the Word of God with the heart that is right and purified before God, then He is going to give back to me, do to me the same thing. So whatsoever a man soweth, he shall also reap. So I don't want to reap something corrupt because I've sown corrupt, that I could submit to a boss or to a pastor or a leader or a spouse or someone else. I don't want that. I want to be able to say that I've sown something that's been in righteousness, that's been by faith, that's been by the Word of God, and I've sown it in love, and God is going to return that back to me in my life, and it's going to come pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It's going to come in more ways than just finances. It's going to come in love and friendship and support and anything that the Lord sees fit to bring to my life, because I've followed the example of what I've seen. I saw how David, and I studied how David submitted, and that made him a great ruler because he was able to submit to the hand of God and to the hand of his father and to the hand of Saul, and he was able to be a great ruler because in his submission, God was teaching him something. In his submission, God was instructing and showing him. In his submission, God was revealing to him what other people who had too much pride and were halting in their own mind and their own heart could not understand. His submission gave him room for God to enlarge him. His submission gave him room for God to teach him and show him more in depth and greater things. Now, was he perfect? No. But we see that he's mentioned in the Old and the New Testament as being a man after God's own heart, as being a man that would lead, and a man that the throne, that his throne, Jesus, came under. And we see that. So don't be afraid to submit. Don't be afraid to submit to authority and let God be God, because as he teaches and shows you something, he's making room for you. He's making something great happen in your life. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Faith of Life, the prophets of there where we walk by faith and not by sight. I pray that you have a wonderful, blessed weekend and worship experience on Sunday, and that we'll be back next week at the same time for 15 minutes of more empowerment. God bless you.